You may have heard of the new series, Love is Blind.
I've met the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I've never seen her before.
It's a big hit for Netflix. I'll admit, it's one of my escapes. Here's the premise. Contestants date by talking to each other through a wall, and after 10 days, they can propose without ever laying eyes on each other. The couples then have to decide in 30 days if they should get married or not. Joining us now from Atlanta to talk about why so many Americans are obsessed with this show is former contestant Rory Newbrow. And Rory, this sounds like an insane thing to be a part of. What made you decide to try out for this show?
So it absolutely is crazy. And going into it, I actually was very hesitant. In fact, I said no twice, and they kind of pressured me to say yes. And I eventually decided I was going to do it because the idea was so radical, but it's also, you know, there's something about it that kind of calls to you, right? Because I think people nowadays really want to be heard and be seen. And I think we're not really seen the way we should be as much as we used to with social media and the way we interact with other people. A lot of times it's just what you look like or what you've accomplished, the things that you own, not necessarily who you are. And I think when you're spending 10 days only talking all day long, you really get to see what that person is.
Huh. A lot of the contestants mentioned dissatisfaction with dating apps like Tinder as reasons why they actually decided to give this a shot. Were you on those types of apps too? And was that part of your prior experience as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I had been trying, you know, being someone who I had bought a house, I was living in the suburbs, you know, I was more successful for my age than the people around me. And I was already living in an area that was more adult and more mature. So it's hard for me to meet girls my age and actually connect with them. And because I had a very difficult, intense job that required a lot of hours, it was hard for me to meet people. So I think dating apps have the reach that you'd want nowadays because you can get people that are, you know, 15 miles away that you never would have met otherwise. But I think the challenge with it is it creates a lot of opportunity, right? So as soon as you run into a situation where you connect with someone and there's a little bit of a red flag, you say, well, I have so many options available to me that I'm not going to try and problem solve and kind of work on this relationship, which I think nowadays people start to forget that there's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't have challenges to overcome and things you need to work on. And you just say, well, there's, you know, I've got 20 Tinder matches. Let me just leave this person, go to the next one. When you realize that that is just a never ending cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Many people seem to have found this experience of dating through a wall to be intensely emotional. You said you were crying the entire time. What happened in there for those who are watching? I mean, seeing the tears, but it's an edited version. You were hardly the only one. What was happening?
I spent basically the last year since the shooting trying to figure that out because it was the first few days when we got there, everyone just kind of took it lighthearted. What is this? Is this real? Okay, you know, we're all here. This is funny. And then by day four, we started to realize how serious it was that when you're in the pod there in a soundproof booth and you're just, you know, talking to them in the facility, you open up and then they open up and it becomes a rally. You keep kicking it back over the wall and then all of a sudden you're getting into really deep emotional stories that you never thought you'd open up about. And I think by the end of the 10-day experiment, we all knew each other better than some of our family did.
Wow. Wow. We should mention that we never got to see your story on the show. We did see you, though, in a few clips giving advice to other guys and their potential decisions. And a lot of folks wondered if you were a plant because you sounded like a therapist talking to them. But apparently producers had to cut you because there were too many great stories of folks actually getting married and getting engaged. And you actually proposed to someone, right?
So I did propose to a girl on the show, Danielle, and we did get engaged. And right before we went to the Mexico trip, they told us, hey, we can't follow everyone. You guys can kind of head back into the real world. Here's your phones back. Thank you for joining us, but we just can't cover your story. And then we kind of took our trip to Miami because we wanted to have our own vacation anyway. And surprisingly, so while we were engaged, it lasted a very short while because on the show, there was a love triangle going on. Me and one of my best friends on the show, Matt. We were both vying for Danielle, and I guess they had a really strong connection that she couldn't ignore, right? So she kind of had to chase those feelings and see where that went. So she ended up, you know, we ended up calling the engagement off, and she went with Matt and dated him for a little while.
Ah, are they still together?
They are not.
They are not together. Does that change in any way your thoughts about this experiment?
No, it doesn't. And I think that it would be easy to believe that. I can totally understand why you'd view it that way from the outside. But the dates that I've had since the filming of the show have been night and day, right? It's so easy for me to kind of cut through small talk and get really deep down to important issues and connect with someone because I see how that is now. I see how to do that process after having done Love is Blind. So I think it's a completely different ball game now. And I not only just romance, but even connecting with friends is a lot easier.
Hmm. Oh, that's so interesting. That's Rory Newbrow, a contestant from the Netflix reality TV show Love is Blind. Rory, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, there's still time for you to check it out. I hear there's going to be a season two.
You know, I'm right now I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm and Insecure. I'm going back and watching Insecure, which is so good.
I got to do that too. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.